You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I don't want to start us on a downer, but I just thought this was interesting that the World Health Organization, WHO, issued a warning yesterday. They're essentially trying to get us all prepped for the idea that, Jeremy, this virus might never go away.
Might stick around, huh? It's like your brother-in-law that won't get off your couch.
That's right. They said we're going to have to learn to live with it. Here's a quote. HIV has not gone away, but we have come to terms with the virus. In other words, we'll find ways to adapt. We'll get medication. We'll find some vaccine eventually. And we'll see changes in our behavior. But they're saying plan on this essentially being in the background from now on.
Oh, crap.
How about that?
It really translates to like a lot of things in your life, though. You know, you adapt to things that won't go away. And
correct.
Around all the time. Like your wife's nagging. You just adapt to it.
You better be careful.
Just saying. My friend told me.
I have seen some people online lashing out at the term new normal. Like, this is not a new normal. Well, I think it kind of is. I mean, you can get mad all day long, but this is essentially the new normal.
Yep.
Sorry. If you're looking for silver linings, on one hand, it's horrible because the economy is not doing well at all. But on the other side of that coin, is a lot of it is because people are not spending like they were. They say that credit card debt in the U.S. fell by the largest percentage in more than 30 years. Because people have cut back on their spending big time. They're hoarding cash. They're taking on less debt because of the pandemic.
You're not eating out as much. You're not drinking as much. You're not going to bars. You know, that kind of is part of it, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Sadly, for the restaurant industry.
There's that. Yeah. There's a whole thing about working from home that they say now they're finding out from surveys. Here you go, bosses. You knew this was happening. They went out and they found that people, while they are supposedly working from home, are also taking a lot of naps. People be napping.
Yep.
What else are they doing? They are playing video games. They are going outside and playing around. And they're staying inside and playing around, if you know what I mean.
Really?
They are working from home. Another thing they found is that a lot of people are using this work from home time to apply for other jobs.
Yeah, might as well.
Bosses, good news for you, huh? And then lastly, I wanted to share this story because I liked it so much. I always have a good laugh over the way people kind of come up with creative ways to spell their kids' regular names, right? I wrote an article a few years ago called Go Jennifer, and Jennifer was spelled J-Y-N-A-F-U-R or something like that. So now here's one for you. There's somebody who named their child Morgan, but they spelled it M-O-R-G-Y-N. Because, of course, you've got to make them special.
They're unique.
Anyway, they showed a big happy birthday message that somebody had left in the front yard when Morgan turned 18. The picture is now going viral because Morgan is spelled M-O-R-G-Y-N, but they put the M and the N, so the first letter and the last letter, different colors. Which means the middle four letters are all that stand out on the front yard, and those letters are O-R-G-Y.
Oh!
So there's a big orgy in front
on
of
your lawn.
House.
I put the link on our Facebook if you want to see the picture of it. I felt a little naughty putting that on there, but because the picture that comes up on our feed says orgy across it real big, but
what's wrong with that?
We're all adults here, right?
We're all adults.
Who hasn't been to one?
Right. What else is trending?
Long pause. Let's get to this since we've been talking about it. A Facebook group where people pretend to be ants. They act like ants. They take orders from a queen. They
not
discuss,
A-U-N-T-S.
No,
people.
No. An ant. You know, a little insect. They discuss ant-related subjects. So, for example, I guess there's a queen, the head of the page, and she recently posted an order to dig. 13,000 people responded in the comments by just saying, dig, 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 dig. They're following orders. Another one, somebody posted a picture of ice cream and wrote, found a snack, need help eating. 3,100 responses from people saying, lick or munch. So here's the kicker. This page has almost 2 million people that are a part of it, that are pretending to be ants. It's cosplay, basically. You're pretending to be an ant. And,
okay.
Hey, we're bored right now. Why not?
I think they're supposed to be working. This is part of the work from home we were talking about.
I think so. This is what you're doing. You're applying lick or munch instead of doing your TPS reports. Here's some proof that we'll watch anything right now. YouTube is going to be launching a new reality show next week called Sleeping with Friends, but it's nothing naughty. It's a three-part series where people with sleep issues, they're going to get together and compete to see who can get the most restful night's sleep. So they're going to be filming people in bed with gadgets strapped to their heads to track their brain waves, and you just sit there waiting for them to fall asleep. And then you see how long they're sleeping for.
I would have somebody give me some propofol.
Dom hasn't woke up in 4 days. Apparently, the person who improves their sleep the most wins the game. That hits YouTube next Wednesday if you're dying for something to watch.
Wow.
Good night. What else is going on? Literally, good night. There's a company out there, I posted the link to this on our Facebook as well, that they're selling fake breasts and fake muscles for people to wear under their clothes while they do Zoom meetings, or more specifically, more importantly, Zoom dating. So guys can throw on this like fake padded muscle thing and then throw a shirt on over it. And you can initiate false advertising. You're like, yeah, I'm totally jacked, babe. Look at me.
Ladies can put on the fake boob top that goes under their shirt.
Or flip-flop it.
You want to, yeah, I was going
to
say.
We've got an all-staff meeting on Friday. I might have to get me with some of these fake breastuses, Dom.
You're kind of working that way anyway, aren't you, as you get older?
Whatever, no. I've been doing push-ups.
You've got some man boobs going.
Speaking of things that may change because of the new normal, they say that toilets might change forever. You're going to start seeing things like lids on public toilets, more no-touch flushing, more spacing between bathroom stalls, which is fine. That seems appropriate. Because I've heard some of our sports guys in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Not good.
At our station,
space me to a different floor.
I would rather have the one-person bathroom at our radio station.
Yes.
So that
you
just
lock
the
door.
Because I don't want to be in there with the sports guys anymore.
Horrific.
Oh.
Not good at all. Real quick, here's your Fat America. If you're afraid you're going to be missing out on fair food this year, well, make your way to Ohio. They're going to have fair food drive-thrus. People can visit the fairgrounds and get foods from all the different vendors. So you get all your deep-fried Oreos and deep-fried butter. Funnel cake and steak on a stick. You can get all that this year at the fair by just driving through. And why not? You know?
Sounds like fun.
We're lazy.
I like fair food.
You drive up, pull up, get your funnel cake, and drive off while you're eating it.
This is especially good for me because I like fair food, but I don't like fairs. So
correct.
This is perfect.
Fair people.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're a carny,
not for
I'm
you.
Sorry.
It's
I
not
love
for
you.
You,
but it's just fairs are not my thing.
Not for you. All right, let's do clickbait.
Are you ready for sure?
Yeah, girl. Go to Facebook. We're on there. Search Dom and Jeremy. I posted a video this morning that is going to freak you guys out. It's from a funeral in Indonesia, and they're lowering the casket into the ground, and it's got like a little window on the front of the casket for some reason. That's creepy in itself. But anyway, the corpse in there starts waving. The hand goes across the glass panel in there. Now, experts are saying it's because of some sort of rigor mortis situation. But some people are also saying, are you burying that person alive? Are they okay? But anyway, either way, super duper creepy, Dom. Did you watch
it? I got news for you. No, because I'm terrified of it. I don't want to see it. But my thought for these people who are like, you know, the person's being buried alive. If I'm in that casket being lowered into the ground and there's a window,
you're not gonna
I'm
wave.
Not waving.
Bye!
I'm not waving goodbye. I will be pounding on that just as hard as
I
can.
Get me out of here!
No one
I'm
would
alive!
Wave.
Yeah, it's super creepy. That's
hey,
funny.
There's Aunt Tina. I haven't seen her in years.
Bye! Oh, my God. Anyway, it's creepy, though. It is really good. This is why I want to be cremated. Shoot on over to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy.
Whoa. And that is what's trending now here on the Dom and Jeremy Show.